The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
The Morabito Halftime Report is brought to you by the area's full-service energy provider. Remember, Morabito's Rewards Plus is a one-of-a-kind customer loyalty program designed to save you money and to give you more for your home energy dollar. Call the folks at Morabito Energy Products, 607-563-HEAT. Harry and Anthony for you right here at the Unitego High School football field. The Unitego Spartans leading the Eagles of Deposit Hancock 12-0 is our score, and we're about ready for kickoff here in period number three.
And the ball is placed out on the tee on the 40-yard line. The referee raises his hand, Josh Fireman raises his hand, and the Unitego Spartans are ready to kick off. The ball is up in the air. That one's more further in the air than the last few kicks, but it's picked up by Maycumber, who makes a man miss it towards the middle of the field and tries to bounce it outside, but he's wrestled down at the 38.
Yeah, in there to make the tackle that time. Number 12, that's Brandon Gillette, a 5'7 sophomore for the Unitego Spartans. And with that, Hancock will be ready to go. Ball spotted down at about the 37-yard line. It will be first and 10 for the Deposit Hancock Eagles from that point.
And the Eagles looking to generate some offense in this one. It is still unable to get some points on the board. Coming out in a more heavier set to start the game and handing it off to Edwards over the middle. He's had some success in this one, and he gets about a 4-yard gain on that play.
Boy, I'll tell you, lots of push and shove on that one. Dane Edwards, 5'11", 210 pounds. Only picking up about 3. He will get down to the 40-yard line. You made mention of the fact that you like this field. It's holding up very, very well. We have a little bit of ground showing at the 40 at one end and about at the, we'll call it 25 at the other end. Outside of that, lots of green on this field.
Mills has two receivers in on this play, and he's looking to throw, and it's broken up. The intended target was number 13, David Schaefer.
Yeah, but Caleb Jones came through. He is a senior for the Unitego Spartans, and he got his hands on the football and batted it away.
Spartans' coverage has been good in this game. They're able to get their hands on a lot of balls on good throws by Mills, but just surprisingly good plays on the defense, able to hustle back and get to the ball.
I'll tell you, I have been very impressed, and I want to see this team another year when all of these sophomores, should they stay together, now they come on up as juniors, have another year under their belt.
That's quite an idea. Fullback dive over the middle. Nowhere to run is number 9, Marcus Shaver, and he is brought back down in the backfield.
So Marcus Shaver, the play starting at the 40-yard line, they will finally put it down at about the 35. So a loss on that play of, we'll call it 5. It'll bring up a 4th and about 12. So there's been lots of back and forth, but no real great advance so far. And with that, Tanner Winchester goes back to receive the anticipated kick.
Schaefer waits for the punt, signals that he's ready, takes the snap, and the kick is in the air. That's his best punt of the night. That is high and far.
Yeah.
And waiting for a fair catch on the 35.
Yeah, Winchester very smartly called for the fair catch on that one and would take it right at the 35. But that was high enough so that if you talk about hang time, the time that allows the defenders to get down the field, that ball stayed up there a pretty fair amount of time. Tomorrow we have the game between the Tioga Tigers as they come in to take on the Harpersville Hornets. And old Anthony and I will be there, 1:30 game tomorrow.
Fireman looks for the snap, but flags come flying in. The play is blown dead.
Fireband that time sees a little bit of illegal activity on the Deposit Hancock side of the line, so the ball will be moved up from the 36 to the 41-yard line. It will be first and about five from there.
Neutral zone infraction on the Eagles, setting up first and short for the Spartans.
It gets first and shorter every time
first
there's a penalty.
First and shorter, we'll call it. Fireman takes the snap, hands it off over the middle. Actually, he's going to keep it himself. He's so good with those ball fakes, making our job very hard.
Right, but he's getting up very close to first down territory. He's going to be down at probably just the low side of the 45, so we'll call it a second and about one. But a good gain on that time, on that play that time by Josh Fireman. Both of these quarterbacks have the ability to not only throw, but also to scramble a little bit. Fireman may have the slight advantage in that department, but we haven't seen enough to judge.
Fireman takes the snap. He's going to throw it quickly to Komenda, who makes a mad miss and gets pushed out of bounds after picking up the first down.
I love watching the development of the announcer here, because all of a sudden we see that Mr. Anthony does not have to look at any of the charts. He just knows that number nine is Kellen Komenda. You can almost tell by the way he runs so much of the time. First, and we'll call it from about the 47-yard line.
Fireman looks to his left in the pocket to make a throw over the middle, and it's high and out of reach of number two, Kyle Spaulding.
Yeah, I was the one that was scrambling for who the intended receiver was that time, because I have not memorized Spaulding as well as I have memorized the numbers and the playing style of Tanner Winchester and Kellen Komenda and Josh Fireband.
Marcel line closest to our near sideline. Two receivers to the right, two to the left. Fireband's going to keep it himself over the middle, though. Stiff arms a man, stays on his feet, and scampers for the first down. He's still in bounds. He's cutting back to the middle of the field. He's turning upfield. He's got blockers in front of him. He's really making this one a long play, and he might go all the way, and does.
Yeah,
a run by Fireband. Touchdown, Spartans.
So that one's starting at the 47, so you can call that 53 yards. We look around to see if there is a flag. We see none on the field. Now there is a bit of a discussion. Yep, there's a flag way down in the corner. So it's not yet the touchdown. That coming at 9:14, and we'll see. It is going to be against
defensive holding, so it'll probably be declined, I would imagine, and that will be a sure touchdown for the Unitego Spartans.
No, I'm not so certain it has. I didn't see anybody's. Did any arms go up?
He gestured towards the defense, and it looks like they're lining up for a PAT.
Yeah, we have 18-0 up on the scoreboard, so we will assume that that is. So we will let you get the written stuff down as Kellen Komenda holds.
And that PAT is good for Fireband.
So Josh Fireband puts one through the uprights, and he manages to get that one up and through. And we have ourselves an 18-19 now to nothing ball game. That coming at 9:14 in the third period. So we have ourselves a pause in the action, and hopefully with the boys back in the studio, we're ready with another commercial. You're listening to Friday Night Football and the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
19-0 is your score. Unitego has the lead. You're listening to WCDO, and the Spartans will kick off in favorable positioning after the defensive holding penalty, and they'll be kicking off from the opposing 45.
Very interesting thing. It may be a 19-0 ball game, but it has been far more even than that as far as the excitement category is concerned.
Yes, I would agree. There's the kick from Firebend, able to get it deep into the end zone, and he's just going to take a knee. That'll be a touchback on the 20-yard line.
Yeah, that was the infamous Mr. Maycumber who goes back and grabs that ball down, wisely opted not to run it back out. Why invite disaster? So he takes the knee, goes down from there, and it will be a first and 10 for the Eagles. Ball down at the 20-yard line.
That touchdown before by Fireman was about 53 yards, but he might have ran about 8 yards, considering he went
yeah.
right, and then he went left, and then he cut back, and then he went left again.
Yeah, he picked up the infamous. He did not take the express route. He took the scenic route that time. So here we go. It will be Mr. Miles and company.
Mills takes the snap and pumps right and is going to tuck it and run to the left, cuts it upfield, and gets a solid gain, about 3 or 4 yards.
Yeah, he gets 4. I said Mr. Miles. I apologize. Mr. Mills, Matt Mills, is the quarterback, the senior.
Second and about 6.
I still can't get over this team. It is so predominantly sophomores. There are 2 seniors, both of them in the backfield as far as the starters were concerned, Matt Mills and Marcus Shaver.
They have a chance to have a real developed offensive line in this group, with the exception of the center. It's all sophomores up front. Mills takes a snap, hands it off. To the right side of the field is number 9, Marcus Shaver, and he's pushed out shy of the first down. 3rd and short coming.
So now the ball will be spotted down right about at the 25-yard line on the chalk mark. We said a beautiful night for football. People in their sweatshirts pretty much surrounding the field here. And a lot of people wearing shorts as well. The thing that you don't notice is that you don't see a lot of people in short sleeves. You see short pants, and you see a lot of sweatshirts.
2 receivers to his right for Mills, but this time he's going to hand it off. He's got running room, and he's able to burst his way, but breaking through tackles for a first down is number 25, Dane Edwards.
I'll tell you, I am so impressed with so many things that the Eagles quarterback, Matt Mills, does. Because as you've mentioned time and again, you look one way, you think you know for sure where the football is, and then all of a sudden, he's faked you out, and it's somewhere else. Ball going to be now spotted down in clear view at about the 37-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Eagles in that position.
Ronnie Ballard jogs onto the field and tells Matt Mills, the quarterback, what the play is from the sideline. Got 2 receivers to his right, 2 men in the backfield. Continuing to run the football, getting another solid gain is number 9, Marcus Shaver. Power football working for the Eagles on this drive so far.
Yeah, that's going to be just a simple gain 3 or gain 4, depending on the play. This time the ball will be put down right on the chalk mark at the 40, so a gain of about 3 brings up 2nd and we'll call it 7. 7:27 showing on the clock, period number 3. The Eagles of Deposit Hancock trailing Unitego 19-0.
Mills handing it off, but the ball's been put on the ground. It is loose. And who's got it? Big pile of bodies on the far side of the field. No signal yet.
It's going to be very interesting because after that ball went loose, it was actually going forward for Deposit Hancock, and when they finally unpile everybody, the Eagles have picked up the possession of the football and picked up a first down, as the ball will be across the 45 to about the 47.5.
You could hear a pin drop on this side of the field, Harry, but on the other side, you could see an entire Unitego bench jumping up and down, waving towards that football, but the Eagles are able to cover it up. And they're ready to continue their drive just shy of the 50-yard line at about the 47.
Yeah. Who came up with it? Mr. Maycumber.
The little guy doing the dirty work. Play fake over the middle, but the ball's put on the ground again. Another pile of bodies.
Yeah, Ronnie Ballard was not happy that time at all. As the sophomore did not get a clean handoff. He couldn't hang on to the football, and this time the Eagles will lose possession.
Josh Firebend coming onto the field to take over at midfield. 19-0 is the score with 6:28 left in the third quarter.
Yeah. I keep watching Ronnie Ballard, not happy with himself at all. He said, why couldn't I have just had stick'em on my fingers that time? 6:28, clock running, period number three.
Josh takes the snap. It's a low one, but shows good hands to hold on to it. He's going deep. He's got a man, too. That's number nine. He's got it. He's sailing down the right sideline. Touchdown.
Kellen Clemente.
Yeah. Touchdown. What a bomb from Firebend.
Yeah, Firebend had the oomph that time to go with it. And Clemente had the stick-to-itiveness to continue on down and fend off the would-be defenders and grab that ball and go on in for the TD. So what has been a dandy of a football game now all of a sudden begins to show the strength. And quite frankly, I think probably the superior just football savvy of the older Unitego Spartan team. Kellen Clemente holds. The kick is going to be up and through by Firebend. So the PAT kick will now make the score 26-0. The Unitego Spartans leading the Eagles of Deposit Hancock on Friday Night Football on WCDO.
The Young Football Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
You already know Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, and Sydney for quality vehicles at great prices, but did you know the Chambers and O'Hara service team is second to none? From vehicle repairs to routine maintenance, service manager Doug Wheeler and the Chambers and O'Hara service team are always knowledgeable and professional. Oil changes, brake jobs, tires, inspections, and so much more. Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Call for all of your vehicle service needs, 563-4311.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Josh Firebend kicks off for Unitego, doing a sneaky, almost onside kick. Ball did not fool the Eagles that time, and they dove on the ball for about, I'd say, the 49-yard line.
One of the nice things about Unitego is we can sit here in this facility, and we have a rather high press box that's on the opposite side of the field from the home fans. And we actually look down so that you can watch both teams rather easily and can see who's doing what. I mentioned before that we are now in a concussion-conscious era, and this time it was Danny Babcock who came over to the near sideline, said, adjust my helmet, make it tighter. And for the second time, we see the equipment manager going to it.
Eagles take the snap. Mills looking to throw. He's got a heavy rush on him, and he's going to go down.
Yeah, that time it was number 51, Ethan Barber, who blew through to bring him down. And there was a situation where Mills went back and actually lost his footing momentarily because he did not come out of that as cleanly as he wanted to.
Ethan Barber generating some great pass rush off the edge, forcing Mills to roll to his opposite hand, making it very troublesome for the quarterback.
That's by Marcus Schaefer coming out of the ball game and Jacob Trabox going in.
Eagles taking their time getting to the line. Clock continues to run. 5:30, dwindling down left in this one. Formation is set as Maycumber goes back to the right side in the slot. Takes a high snap is Mills. Looking to throw, going to go deep. Passes in the air, and it is deflected and broken up by Ryan Marcel.
Yeah, Marcel that time had no intention whatsoever of gathering that ball in. He just reached up with his big old right hand and swatted that ball out away from the intended receiver that time.
definitely the safer bet when you have a 26-0 lead is to just bat that ball down.
And coming out of the play is going to be Ethan Warmoth, as another one of the sophomores will take a breather on the near sidelines while other substitutes come on in to take his place. It's going to bring up a third down and about 18 now for Mills and company.
Mills has two receivers, one to his right, one to his left. He's looking to drop back. It's a screen pass. It is caught, and he's got blockers in front, but he collides with his own man and is brought down well shy of the first down. That was Marcus Shaver.
And big cheers go up across the field from the Unitego Spartan fans. That will bring up now a fourth down and about 16, 17.
Fourth and long for the Eagles. The Eagles visibly showing some frustration.
Tanner Winchester back to do the receiving.
The snap is up. The kick is off in the air. It is up and going to be waved for a fair catch by...
Yeah, Kellen Komenda. I read it wrong that time. Winchester has been the receiver on so many of those. This time winning up on the line of scrimmage, actually.
And they're definitely easy to get mixed up.
There's a discussion going on, and it looks to be, since they are talking things over with Scott Bowie from the Eagles, it looks to be against the Unitego Spartans, and it may be a kickover situation. The ball is resting down at the 23-yard line. Now the official picks it up and fires it back to midfield. And the march off will go from there, so they will move it across the 40, across the 45 to about the 45 and a half yard line. It'll bring up a fourth, and I'll tell you, it's going to be interesting to see another kick as good as that last one was.
And here's the snap. That's a slow one, but he's able to get it off, and I think it was just as good.
Yep, it was David Schaefer again on the kick as the 6'5 sophomore booms one down inside the 25. It looks like they're going to be putting it in play down inside the 20 at about the 17 or 18. You know, this has been one of those frazzling days. You talk about the facility, you talk about the great night for football, and I had one of those days today when it was just a million phone calls and a million this and a million that, and I'm so wound up coming over the hill. And it's just a perfect night to wind down, and nothing makes me more relaxed than sitting here doing a football game with you.
Well, thanks, Harry. And the handoff over the middle is going to be about a 2-yard gain for Unitego.
All of a sudden, you know, it's like, even though we have no control whatsoever of the football game, it's like things are in the right order. It's the way they should be.
I would agree. It's very good. Very poetic, Harry. I'm thinking about that.
Just relax, you know. Take it easy.
Fireben takes the snap, throws it to his left. It's going to be caught by Kyle Spaulding, and he's pushed out of bounds. Appears to have picked up a first down.
I made mention of the fact that I hadn't memorized Spaulding yet. I hadn't gotten him into my focus. And then I happened to look down and I see that he is a sophomore. Now, he's one of the up-and-comers that I'm going to be seeing a whole lot for the next year or two, so I should be thinking of that. And once again, we have an equipment problem down here, and it looks like it's Big Scott Bowie's helmet, and they may even be giving him a different helmet. There's something in that the equipment boys don't like.
Fireman throws the ball. Is that behind the line of scrimmage? It appears to have been a live ball.
It may very well have been. I'll tell you, Kellen Komenda did not slow down at all that time, even though he was not able to get anywhere near it. He just exploded out toward the football. And letting you watch the officials there.
After that backwards pass, it appears that they lost about a yard.
Yeah, they're not going to mark off any penalty yardage on that at all.
Or is it just ruled incomplete?
3:11 on the clock. Unitego leading.
Fireben has a lot of receivers split out, but the ball is faked and put on the ground.
And the
covered by the Eagles.
Yeah, it's Ethan Warmoth who manages to come up with it. Let's see. Yeah, it is. That's what they're going to say. It's an interception recovery.
That play was a flash. A lot of ball fakes there. I think the Spartans might have had it go off somebody's hip, and the ball was dove on so quickly that we could barely see it. Eagles have the ball, though, and they're in a fortunate situation to finally get some points with 3 minutes left in the third quarter.
Yeah, Scott Bowie is still here on the near sideline, and now it's two of the team equipment people who are working at it, or coaches, whichever it might be.
Mills takes a snap, throws to his left. That's Schaefer. He's got two men all around him, and he's able to finally be brought down.
Yeah, David Schaefer, the sophomore, now down inside the 15. So now it is the Eagles who are knocking at the door. Coming into the ball game is going to be Ronnie Ballard. So both coaches upping their teams for just a second. Now we are going to be having one of the Spartans helped off the field. I don't know who that is. Is that? I don't know if that's Corbin Henry. Let's see.
Difficult to tell with
two
coaches around him in the same color.
Well, there's a zero on the back, so I don't know if it's Henry number 10. Or it may very well be 50, which is Joel Van Alstine, and I almost think it's Van Alstine.
I think it's Van Alstine as well. But scrambling is Mills, looking for a man to throw to, finally evades the traffic and is thrown for a sliding touchdown.
Oh,
Schaefer. Unbelievable play by the quarterback, extending that play, going left, going right, touchdown, well-deserved for the Eagles.
Wow, I'll tell you, you talk about interesting plays. That was one of those where Mills actually was contacted by a defender. He shook him off back at about the 35 or 40-yard line. That's how far back he had drifted. Remember, that play started at about the 15. Then the big pass is on the money, and the Eagles are on the board. Ball going to be kept on the ground for the PAT attempt. It will not be good as they manage to be stopped in there by the green uniforms of the Unitigo Spartans. So we have 2:27 remaining in the third quarter of this ball game. 26-6 is our score. It's Friday Night Football on your station for sports, WCDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now's the time to think about getting your furnace and air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney can install, service, and repair furnaces, hot water heaters, and boilers. Kirk also offers air duct cleaning, plumbing, electrical work, and carpentry. From decks, porches, and siding installation to minor home repairs and even complete remodeling of your home or business. Professional quality work at reasonable prices. Call 349-0833. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
So we still have a full quarter of this ball game. 1 quarter and 2 minutes and 27 seconds if you're really counting. Ball going to be teed up by the Eagles. They'll be kicking from the 40-yard line. And it is going to be the aforementioned Scott Bowie, the senior, 6'1", 285-pounder, now has the ball teed up and comes back into the huddle and gives the final words to his teammates.
And the Eagles are all set to kick off. Everyone's lined up. The ball is going to be an onside attempt. Quickly dove on, almost popped out. But Unitigo was able to hold on to the ball as a flag comes flying in late.
Yeah, very late. That was one of those where Bowie approached the ball after he had teed it up. But the man who actually kicked it away was another sophomore, Trevor Stiles, number 53.
And Unitigo avoids disaster and recovers the ball.
And there will be 5 yards march. Bigger, longer yardage marched off against the Eagles as the ball will be marched all the way across midfield and finally put down at about the 41.5-yard line in Eagles territory.
15-yard penalty against the Eagles. Fireman takes the snap, hands it off over the middle. Big shot. You heard that one from the press box.
Boy, that was certainly did. The ball carrier that time was going to be Corbin Henry, number 10. Poor Mr. Henry was given a rather rude welcoming by the Eagle defensive line.
Clock dwindles down to 2 minutes left in the third quarter.
Second half of our weekend doubleheader coming up tomorrow, Tioga against Harpersville.
Firebend completes the pass to Winchester, who makes a man miss, and he's off to the races. No one's going to catch him down the far sideline. Touchdown, Unitigo.
Yeah, that was all Winnie. There was nothing else. Winchester managed to get that one and race down the far sideline. That's right in front of the hometown fans. Nobody was around him, and as a result, he prances in to make it 32. Now they've got a 32-3 is the score they've got up on the board. I don't know where the 3 came from. Regardless, it is now going to be a kicking opportunity. I wouldn't change that yet. We'll answer that during the next timeout. We have ourselves a very quick PAT attempt that is going to be no good, so that gives us an opportunity to take another break. You're listening to the Tri-Town Football here on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Josh Fireman playing well for his home crowd as he sets to kick off on the 40-yard line. That's going to be a little kick that's going to drop in at about the 35, and it's caught for a good return to the 50-yard line. Good field position thanks to Ronnie Ballard.
Yeah, Ballard gets right back up to the 50. They will put that ball down right on the chalk mark. So Ballard making his presence felt after he was so frustrated on the turnover earlier. Ballard settles down, plays it with authority. About a minute and a half left in the third quarter of this ball game. As we said before, 32-6 is the score. We will have football for you tomorrow, and it's going to be a battle of the unbeaten. However, if reputation tells you everything, that is one of those where a rather favored Tioga Tigers team comes in to play Harpersville. The Hornets going at it at home tomorrow.
Mills takes the snap, looks to his left, going to go deep with it. He's got a man, and it's caught by Schaefer, and he is dragged down, but in the end zone for a touchdown.
David Schaefer that time had it ever so sweet as he went into the end zone. And what impressed me even more was the perfect spiral that Matt Mills put up that time. Corbin Henry is down in the end zone as he is just sitting there for a minute, shaking off whatever bumps and bruises he has. But it is now a 32-12 football game on the arm of Matt Mills, who just did everything he had to do that time and makes it looking good. Now we see Mr. Henry is going to be up off the field under his own power. He's just stretching out the cramp down there. Do have one of the coaches that comes over and says, "You all right?" And he's up sort of in a push-up position, just stretching out that leg muscle. We've talked before how cramps do set in, always at the most inopportune time, incidentally. So it is a senior recognition night. We had ceremonies before the ball game, honoring the senior football players here at Unitigo. Now Corbin Henry goes off under his own power. He's not hurt at all. He just needs to stretch out that muscle. And with that, it's going to be time for the PAT attempt for the Deposit Hancock Eagles.
It'll be a two-point attempt for Mills, taking the snap, handing it off, and he is barreling his way in as Marcus Shaver for a two-point conversion. That is good. The score is now going to be 32-14.
Yeah, Marcus Shaver that time, big number nine, just put his head down, tested the left side of the line, and marched on in. So we are still in the third quarter. It's 32-14. Another minute and a half remaining, and then we'll be in the final stanza of this contest. It's Friday Night Football on the Tri-County Heartbeat. Harry and Anthony on WCDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Touchdown by the Eagles, 32-14 is our score, 1:29 left in the third quarter. And senior Scott Bowie is ready to kick off.
Now, last time, you'll notice little number 53 over there, a gentleman by the name of Trevor Stiles actually kicked the football. We'll see what happens this time.
This time it's Bowie for an onside attempt to the right side. That's a high bounce. That's trouble. I believe that was caught quite athletically by someone on Unitigo.
Yeah, I absolutely do think so. Ryan Marzell was one of those who leaped up into the air. But it was interesting because both Stiles and Bowie approached the football, and you didn't know until the last nanosecond which one was actually going to kick it away.
And that ball was just taking forever to get down after that last high bounce. Very good onside attempt from the Eagles.
Yeah, it was one of those that was a rather low kick, and then all of a sudden, as footballs will do, it happened to hit the point just right and went high up into the air, and it will be Unitigo Spartan football.
Fire Ben with that brilliant play fake that he's so good at, and he just goes up the middle for what looks like to be a 35-yard gain at the blink of an eye.
Stopped by number three, Ronnie Ballard. Ballard was the man who will bring him down at the 26-yard line. 1:19 showing on the clock.
Fireman limping off to the sidelines, getting help by his coach.
That is not the play that you necessarily want to see. However, you know, even in a miscue or in tragedy or whatever else you want to call it, there is always the opportunity for positive, as we will see which hopefully the younger players is going to get an opportunity to be in there at quarterback. I do not think that's going to be the case.
Commander is going to be playing quarterback.
It could be Commander. It could be Ryan Marzell. They're both back there. It could be Commander.
Commander's taking the snap, and he's throwing the ball to his right. Comes in for his first pass, and it's a completion, and two flags come flying in. That's going to be against the Eagles.
Yeah, the receiver that time was number 16, Jared Jones, but Matt Mills was nearby, and all of a sudden there were two flags thrown, and it may very well be a face mask against Matt Mills. We'll see.
Due to the time of the flag, I would happen to agree with you.
Yep, it's going to be face mask against the Eagles.
Smell of popcorn here, Harry.
And since Mr. Mills is the only man there, yeah, I know.
Making me go crazy.
In one of the baseball gigs that we had, they used to come by and bring us food. It could be a different thing every day. And as a result, boy, we ate more sausage and onions and more greasy French fries. It was a good gig to have.
Doesn't sound terrible.
Spalding split way off to the left side.
Commenda takes a snap, hands it off over the middle. Oh, he's going to keep it. That's the play we've seen Fireben run.
Yeah, he's going to try to go to the left side. He will not get all the way into the end zone. In fact, he very quickly, and he goes down, snaps out, runs back to the sidelines to get the next play from the coaches for Unitico. Now he's coming back and right into the huddle. But we are going to have a momentary timeout as we have what appears to be, yep, it's going to be one of the Eagles are down, and it looks like the old familiar cramp. So as a result, one of the players on the far sideline is holding on to his leg, and they're helping him up. Who's it going to be? Big number 9, Marcus Shaver. He's helped off. So now he's beginning to walk it off a little bit, and we'll see if he is out for any amount of time. We are down to 19 seconds remaining in period number 3. It is still a 32-14 Unitico lead over the Eagles. And now you can see that Mr. Shaver is walking much more under his own power. Still being helped by a coach, but he's off and trying to shake it off. He'll be out for a play or two or three. Now he's just sitting down and waiting for that cramp to ease.
Josh Fireman is back on the field to play quarterback for the Unitico Spartans.
Yeah, now he sprints back to the bench to get a play from the sidelines. So what are we going to have? We still have a man that is, they're not going to, I don't know if they called a timeout or not. No, they just simply let the time run out. So we're at the end of the third period. So they only had about 16 seconds, and they let it go all the way down. We are getting ready to go into the fourth and final quarter. It's football on a Friday night. Anthony Beers, Harry Graves here with football from Unitico High School, and we'll be back with the final quarter coming up momentarily. You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
October is National Cruise Vacation Month, and Catskill Travel has sails all month long, like Norwegian Cruise Line, 9-day Eastern Caribbean from New York, starting at just $3.99 per person. Book select sailings on Holland America and receive incredible bonuses, including a beverage package valued at $100 per cabin per day, free specialty dinner, and reduced fares for third and fourth guests. And Carnival has four-night sailings from Miami to Key West and Cozumel, Mexico, as low as $149 per person, all based on availability. So call Catskill Travel, 563-2156. Main Street, Sydney, 563-2156.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
We have more football for you tomorrow. We'll be down at Harpersville for the contest there.
Fireman takes a snap, does a quick throw to the right side, out of room in the back corner of the end zone. His intended target was number 16, Jared Jones.
Yeah. So Jared Jones, 6'1", 150 pounds, so a lean and lanky junior. He was the intended receiver that time. Fireman with a very capable arm just overthrew him a little bit. I can't get over the craze that we have for wild colors now. We have a couple of members of Unitico with bright pink either socks or, I don't know what they would be, undershirts of some sort. I don't want to call them long johns. That's not cool.
Firebrand takes a snap and rolls to his right, throws it quickly. It's going to be caught by Winnie, and he's going to reach for the end zone just shy.
So Tanner Winchester took the reception. It's down inside the 5. We'll have to see where they finally will spot it down.
Ball appears to be on the 1 or the 2.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's down, it's very, very close to, maybe even about the 1 because it's very, very close. Our view, that's the one thing about the vantage point that we have here. You can't see that very last yard or two. You can see it, you just can't see it very accurately.
That's true. Fourth and goal, 11 minutes and 10 seconds in the fourth quarter. Fireman's in the shotgun, kicks a man in motion, takes a snap, fakes the handoff over the middle, and he is off after he keeps it himself for another rushing touchdown. That's Firebend.
Yeah, and I don't want to say he was in untouched, but I'll tell you, he called that one right, and he found the right hole, and he went through the right hole. So it was a rather quick one in. 38-14 is our score. And it's funny because you can say the score is lopsided. It's still been a rather exciting, and what makes a play rather, or any game rather exciting, is the number of just really good plays we've seen. Kicking situation.
PAT is good. Kick by Firebend, making the score 39-14.
Yeah, and Josh has been kicking them so consistently that you almost expect that to be up and through, and he absolutely cuts the upright. So the score is 39-14, and it is a contest from the Unitiga Central School, and this could be the championship for Unitiga, or at least the division championship this year. We'll be back with the final quarter coming up in just a moment. You're listening to WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Short kick by Unitigo, going to be scooped up at about the 35. Is the Eagles. And what's interesting about tonight's matchup, Harry, is that the winner of this game will be winning the division crown in Division 5.
Yep. It is just the way it happens to be, with the right number of people, the right number of teams in the division. So Unitigo now coming out, and remember, Unitigo has been playing very well on their own this year. Before I open my big fat mouth again, I better check it and see. 4-1 in league play. They're on a four-game winning streak. The only loss came the opening game of the season.
Mills looking to throw, and he's going to go deep, throwing up for the ball, but the flag is there. And I think that's going to be on 13, number David Schaefer.
You think it's going to be on him? Well, wait and see, because they threw that down, and number 11 in there that time, Ryan Marzell, was right on him. So we'll wait and we'll see where the call comes down. Regardless, it was a great man-on-man sort of defense there. Now the official goes back up and picks up the loose flag, which is down at the 35, and they're going to call it against Hancock, and you were right.
Yeah, Schaefer was trying to get that separation between him and his man and desperately kind of extended his arms, throwing number 11, Ryan Marzell, over to the ground. And Marcel kind of looked around, threw his hands up, and goes, I hope I wasn't the only one that saw that. And the ref threw the flag.
You're beginning to pick up more and more of the expressions that I would use. You can take those little bitty steps, but you can't take those big ones. And I hope nobody saw me.
Snap is taken by Mills. Flag on the field, but it is caught after a bouncing off defenders.
Whoa,
there comes
another flag.
Bouncing off defenders is number
88. Wow.
That is Colby Hall.
Yeah, Colby
First
Hall.
First time we've said his name tonight with a catch for about 11 yards, but we'll see what the flags are.
Yeah. We were told earlier that you would be seeing a little bit of Colby Hall pretty much playing as a receiver. And we'll let you.
Penalties will be offset. Yep. There was holding on Unitigo, and I think a helmet-to-helmet on, I'm not really sure what that signal was for the defensive side, but
yeah. Well, in any offset, event, it's offsetting penalties.
In any event, as you would like to say,
yep.
The result is the result. And the clock is at 10:36.
Going
39-14 is our score.
Going right back into the ballgame is going to be Colby Hall again. He had words on the near sideline with the Eagle coaching staff. And he goes back into the huddle and is ready to go again. And he'll be back in the play a second time.
And Hall showed some toughness on that last play, bouncing off several defenders. Mills has many receivers around him, takes a snap and looks to throw. He's running to his right, avoiding a rush. He's right behind him. He decides to just tuck it and run. And he's actually got a lot of room. Look at that. Cuts it back to the left side of the field. Mills gets past the 50-yard line.
Yeah, and not only that, he picks up the first down. Now, there was one that was way deep in his own territory. He had a man split out. He had number 13, David Schaefer, split way out to the near side. He didn't throw to Schaefer at all. He just simply took his time, found a hole, reversed his direction. You talked about the situation before where there were people taking a hole out of running room and finally going on in for the touchdown. Well, no touchdown that time, but a really good run before the play is finally called dead. We're going to have Matt Mills not very happy with himself off on the near sidelines while out on the field. We're going to be having a momentary timeout as Coach Jeremiah Johnson goes out to talk to the rest of his players. We made mention of the fact before that we're going to be going down to Harpersville tomorrow. Tioga will be coming in playing the Harpersville Hornets. Both of those teams are in a situation where they're 3-0 in conference play. They are 5-0 in league play. Now, both of them, incidentally, ended up losing their last game of the season last year, so they are both on 5-0 winning streaks overall. If you look at the scoring potential, Tioga, in all of their five games, have racked up 147 points, but they've been very stingy, giving up only 28 points to all opponents, best in all of Section 4.
And Mills is off to the sideline. We have a new quarterback in. That's number 3. He's looking to throw, and that is incomplete. Number 3 is Ronnie Ballard.
Yeah, Ballard
playing running back most of the game.
Yeah, he's been in the backfield pretty much the whole time. And Mr. Mills on the near sidelines, not terribly happy. He's kind of water, carrying the old Gatorade bottle, which has probably got water in it instead. But he just takes a drink of it. So you never know what the situation is. Limping rather pronouncedly is going to be Marcus Schaefer. We said Schaefer was out earlier, and we thought at that time it might have been a cramp. However, he is still limping a little bit, so that leg is still pretty tender. Two key players out of the ballgame for the Eagles.
Ballard takes the snap, throws to his left. It's going to be juggled and then dropped.
Ah. Who was the intended receiver that
time? David Schaefer.
Yeah, number 13, Schaefer. In defense of Mr. Schaefer, that was just a mite low, but it was not uncatchable. So Schaefer really sort of did the juggling act on that one. It'll bring up a third down and still about 10 yards, actually probably 10 yards in the length of the football.
And going. Marcus Schaefer's going to limp off the field again. Looked like he tried to go out there, and he's still in pain.
Yeah, Jacob Trabax going in.
Edwards is out as well. Make numerous substitutions now for the Eagles.
My roster that I got from the school says Trabax. Someone else in the press box said Tarbox, so I really don't know. And if I am mispronouncing that name and you happen to be a listener along the line and you know him, well, I apologize if it is incorrect. But we're going with what we had on the printed roster, Trabax.
Ballard's quick pass to the right is going to be broken up by Winnie. Good hands from Winnie that time to just jump and bat that ball down. Now it's 4th and 10.
Tanner Winchester, the man who manages to make that defensive play. Going back in from the near sidelines is Colby Hall, the sophomore. Neither of these coaches making mass substitutions yet. We've got about 10 minutes remaining in the contest, 4th and 10.
Ballard takes a snap, pumps. Well, that's not Ballard.
That's Mills.
Mills is back in at quarterback. Ooh. He threw it up, and Schaefer couldn't locate the ball in the air, and it's incomplete.
David Schaefer turned, I won't say in the wrong direction, but by the time that ball came drifting down out of the lights, it was not in a position for him to really be able to catch. He had two men in green uniforms fairly nearby, but his field position was excellent had he been able to successfully gather in that football.
And the ball is turned over to Unitigo. Comfortable lead, 9:58 left, 39-14 is our score. Firebend looking for one of his offensive linemen that we're not in, and now he hustles on over to the field. Takes a snap, hands it off over the middle. Trying to avoid tacklers is number 11, Ryan Marcel, but he's brought back down to the backfield.
This is going to be an interesting team. 15 sophomores on this team. I'm doing my math while you happen to be talking away there. But what I will see next year, should this team stay together as a cohesive unit, could really be impressive. It would probably be a pretty good thing. We have not seen Deposit Hancock up in the leaders in the last year or two. Bad snap that's not going to be grabbed, and it may be an Eagle recovery. Nope. What do you see?
Firebend dropped the snap. It was able to dive on it and squeak in there and get the ball back, bringing up third and long for Unitigo.
Yeah, third and probably about, we'll call it very close to 20, probably 18, 19. Play will start at about the 36-yard line, 36-37-yard line. They have to get down across midfield and down to near the 40 in order to have the first down.
Firebend looking for a screen pass. Somehow drops it in there, and it's caught by Marcel. He's running, and he's close, but he stepped out of bounds.
Yeah, no, Marcel gets maybe about 40% of what he needed to get to. He will get across the 45 to about the 48-yard line, but that's going to bring up fourth and still about an 11 yards that he will need.
It appeared that he was closer to the first down marker, but that left foot seemed to have touched the line as he was scampering down the sideline.
Yeah, he's got to get all the way down to the 40 before he'll get
down. I realize that. I thought at first he might have been able to spin out of it, but I guess I just missed it. No. Fireman's calling a timeout.
So we will have a timeout called again by the Unitigo Spartans. I made mention of the fact that in that game tomorrow, the Tioga has really outscored their opponents, rather impressively. Now, to explain that a little bit, they have gained 147 yards, gained 147 points and scored given up only 28. And in that output, one of those was a forfeit win on the opening game of the season, so they only got 1 point for that. So if you looked at their real scoring production, it would be, 175 or something like that. Harpersville, on the other hand, also at 5-0. They come in scoring 118 points overall, giving up 62. They are 72 points on the positive side and giving up 48 among their league foes.
Here comes the punt from Firebend. That is a line drive punt, and it's scooped up, and it's going to be received, and he's dancing with it. Couldn't quite figure out which way he was going to go because he kept changing his mind, but that was Maycumber dancing with it after picking it up, and he's down at about the 26.
Yeah, and so is a flag. So there's a flag thrown down that is up at about the 30-yard line. The discussion will go on from there. Maycumber took that ball, went to his right, then went back to his left, and started back to his right again. And then finally there were too many green uniforms, and they crunched him down. They're talking things over with the co-captains for Unitigo.
And it appears that the penalty is definitely against the Eagles.
Yeah, it's going to be a long one, too. Well,
8:22 left in this one.
And now we saw another one, and they're throwing somebody out. So this looks like a personal foul, and very displeased is Dane Edwards, but I'll tell you, I saw a very impressive thing that time, in that the aforementioned Brandon Maycumber came over and said, you know, tried to calm his teammate down and actually escorted Edwards off the field. So Edwards said something that the officials took great exception to. That will happen. Now the officials are explaining it to head coach Jeremiah Johnson. So it is the final moments of this ball game, 8:22 showing on the clock. We will have more football for you tomorrow as the Tioga Tigers will be in town to take on Harpersville in a contest that we will have for you at 1:30 from Harpersville tomorrow.
Edwards has played hard in this one, showing some frustration there. Scores 39-14. Here comes the snap. Mills is going to hand it off. Ball on the ground.
Yep, the loose football. And we'll see what that is. Now, one of the things that you will notice is that sometimes when you have a football player who is getting a little bit excited like that, he is not just being walked around and chatting with one of the assistant football coaches to let him blow off steam, which he is doing. No excitement on the part of the coaches, so no thrown clipboards or things like that, just simply walking it off, saying, get things under control.
Fireman's going to take on the offense after the fumble recovery.
That could be right there one of the defensive plays of the ball game. As Big Scott Boy, we have talked about him time and time again. He just picked up the ball carrier that time, 6'1", 285 pounds, and he just made short work of whoever was carrying the football. I'll let you talk about that.
That was a blown-up play before it was even started. That was Jesse Coleman, I believe. No, you know, I'm not sure that's correct. The running back that had the ball there was number 41, Nate Wilsey.
Oh, that was Wilsey. Yeah. Okay. Well, Wilsey, if you remember, we see him on a lot of the short, powerful things. Holy crow, blowing in again. This time it's going to be again. Bowie, number 72, who comes in and just manhandles the ball carrier.
Bowie having excellent penetration. He's played well in this game. He plays center on offense and tackle on defense, having a great game up front on both sides of the ball.
I'll tell you, sometimes if you want to be aggressive and you want to channel your aggression and channel your frustrations, you take it out on the opposing players. Bowie has been doing just exactly that. As a senior, he is one of only four seniors on the squad. Brandon Jones, Scott Bowie, Marcus Schaefer, and Matt Mills.
Fireman is going to be thrown down by Schaefer for a sack at about the 21-yard line. Clock dwindling under 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
I'll tell you, this has been a defensive show as far as individuals from Deposit are concerned. Just doing it to it. Coming into the ball game, going to be Tanner Winchester now, as Winnie comes in, has a word with Braden Beadle. And let's see.
Appears like it's going to be a field goal attempt for Unitego.
And holding is going to be Kellen Comenda.
Good kick from Fireben. Does it have the distance? It does, and it's good.
Oh, so
impressive.
With that, we have seen Josh, this one he gets, but there is a flag on the play, and the flag is thrown down at about the 30-yard line. I do believe it is going to be against the Eagles because they call one of the, I believe that is going to be Lucas DeJoy, who they discuss things with, and with that, it is going to be what, decline penalty and good for the PA or good for the field goal. So we've seen a little bit of everything. We've seen fine offense. We've seen fine defense tonight. Now we see the field goal, and the score goes up to 42-14. It's Friday Night Football on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
I went to Sydney Tire and paid just $10 for an oil change. How, you ask? With Sydney Tire's Royalty Rewards Program. You see, every time I have work done on my car, I earn credits toward future service. There's no fee associated with the program, and when you refer a friend, you'll earn 25 points. Plus, Sydney Tire offers a free shuttle service so you can have your car repaired while you work. Since 1974, it's Sydney Tire, Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 or see them on Facebook.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Well, if you happen to not be near the radio or a long ways away, you can catch us on WCDOsports.com, live over the Internet or your handheld device.
After the penalty, Fireben will have another short kick attempt on the opposing 45, an attempted return from number 7, Brandon Maycumber, stepped out of bounds, though, on the back line.
Yeah, but you got to realize there is no such thing as a short kick by Fireben.
Of course not.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Josh really got a foot on that one again. And despite what Brandon Maycumber wanted to do, that was deep. So he managed to take that one step back and went over the end line, and as a result, it will come out to the 20. We've been talking about Mr. Bowie. He's right down below us now talking to some of the fans on the stands, but always with a big smile on his face. So he is enjoying the glory of his aggressive good day. 4:33, showing in the ball game.
Ballard back at quarterback, handing the ball up over the middle, and he's going to be crunched. That appears to be a new backup that has come into the game.
Well, you're going to have a number of newer players that are coming in now. This is one of those times when on a lousy night you could tell the reserves by the clean uniforms. Well, the cleanliness of uniforms is not the problem today for most players. So you're going to have to still spot a number of them. I see Bryant Walker, another sophomore, out as a wide receiver now. Ooh. Flags all over the place as Danny Babcock gets a little bit mixed up on the count and steps over the line too quickly. It's going to be an illegal procedure called against the Eagles, and that will move the ball back down inside the 20. It's almost impossible to figure out where the lines are down at that end of the field. Regardless, we'll call it second and about 12.
I've just spotted Matt Mills over on the bench. He appears to have, I hope it's just a bandage of some sort or a cut, but he seems to be getting attention. Snap, throw.
Ooh.
We've got Maycumber in a jump ball situation, going to be broken up, though, by Unitigo.
Yeah, that time, the intended receiver was number one. That is Austin Hughes. He is a 5'7 senior, and he got really off the line pretty quickly. And he made Brandon Maycumber that time go high into the air to bat the ball away because Austin Hughes could have had his 15 moments of fame right there. Now he goes back and talks to Jake DeJoy, one of his sophomore teammates.
Ballard goes for the quick throw to Maycumber. The right side of the field cuts back, has a lot of room, and is stumbled, though. And he's going to be short of the first down. That's bringing up fourth.
This time, the ball did make it to the intended receiver. That is going to be Maycumber. 3:03 showing on the clock, time ticking away. So our game tomorrow, also expected to be played under excellent field conditions because we should have temperatures up in about the 70s.
Ballard looking around, lining his team up, and it's a punting situation here as Schaefer drops back to receive this long snap, takes his time with it and gives it a long ride. The ball is up in the air through the lights, and it bounces, an Eagles friendly bounce inside the 30 and 25 yard line.
That is one of those where I thought it was 80 for deposit. Okay, so that was Connor Plew, who was down to actually touch down the football. A number of reserves coming in. He is one of them that we had not seen previously. He is a reserve junior. There will be an opportunity now for the Unitego Spartans to take over the football. They are down inside the 30 at about the 27-yard line. You may very well not be able to use our charts at all for anything here.
That's
because
true.
We end up with so many reserves coming in that lots of times you have to be looking at the roster sheet to make sure that you've got people. Our pregame paperwork doesn't do any good at all. Jesse McCaskey coming into the ball game now for the Eagles, so he is one of the many reserves that are in there. Who else we've got? Ethan Jacobs, another sophomore lineman, is in there. Still in there is Scott Bowie. Next to him is going to be number 13, David Schaefer. So we see a lot of the regulars still in the game for deposit. However, it looks like we have a lot of new faces in there for Unitego. Kyle Spaulding split way out to the near side. And the quarterback is going to get crunched back there. At first, I looked at that to see, I think that was Kellen Komenda. Let's see. Come on, turn around so I can see your number for sure. Yep, it is Kellen. So Kellen is the reserve quarterback here, and he manages to get crunched that time. So we have Mr. Beers off doing other things. So the final minute and 30, well, you're going to have to put up with me, folks. Coming up tomorrow, we have that game between the Harpersville Hornets and the Tigers. We will not give him the joy of doing every offensive play in that game. That one is funny. It could be one just whale of a ball game, and I'm always afeared. Anytime you have one of these, it could be a crunch. Ball going to be snapped back to Komenda. Kellen Komenda will keep it on the ground as he will go in there to Nate Wilsey. Wilsey manages to power his way forward. Gets up across the 20 to the 25-yard line. It will bring up a third, and we'll still call it about 13, as you have none of the defensive players for deposit in too much of a hurry. Bobby McDowell, a sophomore, way off on the far sidelines, watching things. He is split way out, waiting to see what offense the Spartans will put up. They're going to keep it on the ground. Again, it's going to be Kellen Komenda going to Nate Wilsey. Wilsey will again take his short yardage right up the middle. He will get across the 25 up to about the 29. And with that, time is running out, down. And for all intents and purposes, we will say time is running out. We'll be back with our post-game wrap-up coming up in just a moment. It's Friday Night Football on your station for sports, WCDO.
When it comes to your life, you know what counts. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we're committed to offering you the very best in community banking and exceptional service that you can rely on. So no matter what you're trying to achieve, you can count on us to help you succeed. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the Catalog Outlet Stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville, where you will find their large selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the Catalog Outlet, you will find quality, brand-name home furnishings for every room. Save on sofas starting at just $299 and recliners from only $199 every day. Save on bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, TV consoles, bunk beds, and much more. For a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress from the Catalog Outlet's in-store sleep setters, where mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, Therapeutic, and American Bedding are featured in every size and comfort level. Nobody sells mattresses for less. The Catalog Outlet Stores are open 7 days a week in Unadilla at the corner of Martin Brook and Railroad Streets, in Oneonta's West End at 357 Chestnut Street on State Highway 12 North Norwich, and in Margaretville at 743 Main Street, or visit online at CatalogOutletOnline.com. Low prices, best selection, and service with a smile. Only at the Catalog Outlet, now celebrating 24 years of offering you the best for less.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Harry Graves and Anthony Beers back here at Unitego Central School, Wells Bridge, New York. We want to give a big shout-out to St. Peter's, Indiana, to Sioux City, Iowa. Let's see, where else? We ought to talk to our friends in Fairbanks, Alaska, also our Internet listeners coming in today from Miami, Florida. 42-14 is the final score. It is Unitego defeating Deposit Hancock. And the celebration that you may be hearing whispers of out on the field right now is because the winner of this ball game wins the Division V championships. And right now it is helmets aloft out on the football field in the huddle for the Unitego Spartans.
And just a great game for Unitego tonight. And what we thought was going to be a real, you know, defensive struggle, as it seemed in the first quarter. A lot of points continued as the game went along. Second quarter, the Unitego Spartans got a 12-0 lead after a pair of touchdowns, both on the ground, one from Firebend, one from Henry. And then in the third quarter, Firebend did an incredible touchdown that went 53 yards with a PAT. That was good, making the score 19-0. Then Commenda had his big reception to make it 26-0. That was about 50 yards with a PAT. That was good. And then the Eagles got on the board with a touchdown from Schaefer for 14 yards with a two-point PAT. That was no good, making it 26-6. Later in the third quarter, a 26-yard receiving touchdown for Unitego, making it 32-6. Then another touchdown by Schaefer. This one was for 50 yards for the Eagles, making it 32-14. And in the fourth quarter, there was two touchdowns, both Unitego, one from Firebend, and actually it was only one touchdown, the other was a field goal by Firebend, making the final score 42-14.
Yeah, whole lot to, not very much you want to say, but by golly, it was a much better ball game than that. It was just an interesting and a very good ball game, and absolutely the Unitego Spartans can be happy as they are now bringing in the line markers and all of the players that got their other tasks to do, and cleanup is going very quickly here at Wells Bridge this evening. So we want to get ready for the wrap-up, but before we do that, we want to give a shout-out to all of you who have joined us along the line, either via radio or via the Internet. We want to thank Joe Gardner back at the studio, who makes all of that live streaming possible and archives the games and does all of the other things, and of course the sales staff and the people who write the commercials, but most of all you, the listeners. Our post-game show is being brought to you by the fine folks at NBT Bank, serving the community for over 150 years and always putting the customers first every single day. NBT Bank, member FDIC. Well, offensively, I don't know. You got to be taking a little bit of this and a little bit of that and deciding what we're going to do.
due to the fact that it was senior night and there was a very key role from senior Corbin Henry, I elected to make him the offensive player of the game. Really stepped in for his job on the team and was very reliable on many big runs and was able to get into the end zone tonight.
And the post-game show is also being sponsored by the Catalog Outlet Store, your store with over 1,000 items for a good deal and a good deal more. Shop the Catalog Outlets, 4 locations to serve you in Unadilla, in Oneonta, over in North Norwich if you're a Chenango County person, or if you're in Delaware County, you can go to their Margaretville location. Dynamic defense for tonight.
I elected to go with Scott Bowie, defensive tackle for the Eagles. And what, you know, if you look at the score of tonight's game, you're going to see a lot of points, but early in this one and throughout the game, I was really able to understand why the Eagles have such a feared defense. And I think a big part of that is Bowie and his ability to constantly get in the backfield and mess things up. And when he does get there, he hit him pretty hard.
He does it in a showy way.
Yeah.
You can say that. So our all-purpose award is being presented by ACCO Brands of Sydney, supporting youth activities in our communities, and happy to be part of these high school sports broadcasts on WCDO. ACCO Brands, proud to be a local employer. Mr. Anthony.
My all-purpose member of tonight's game is going to be Kellen Komenda, who on offense was Fireben's favorite target tonight, receiving plenty of passes, one of the most prolific 50-yard touchdown to give Unitigo a 26-0 lead. But he was also highly involved in the secondary, making things very difficult for the passing game and the Eagles. All around, it was a great game for Komenda.
And, Mr. Kellen, you do it again, my friend. So, again, the final score, 42-14, the Unitigo Spartans over the Eagles from the combined teams of Deposit and Hancock. Tomorrow we'll be on the air at 1:30 in the afternoon. Well, actually a little bit before that. It's a 1:30 kickoff for the contest between the Tioga Tigers and the Harpersville Hornets. I'm Harry Graves.
And I'm Anthony Beers.
And we will be here tomorrow. We hope that you'll be in the stands because that's always the best place to watch any football game, probably baseball or basketball, too. In the meantime, stay tuned for more continuous favorites on FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO. Thank you ever so much for lending us your ears. From Unitigo Central School in Wells Bridge, New York, good evening, everybody.